A lot of great comments and questions in our I Consultants of North Dakota text club about the war in Ukraine. I will get back to those, but you know what? There's other things that need our attention as well. And one of those is that universal free school meals and, quite frankly, the need for Congress to extend the child nutrition waivers to keep that being possible. Here to tell us more about what we could ask of you is Crystal Fitzsimmons. She is with a nonprofit that has been dealing with this whole situation for quite some time and wants to tell you about it, the Food Research and Action Center. Crystal, I appreciate you taking time. How are you this Monday?
Good. Thanks so much for having me on today, Tyler.
Well, I appreciate you taking some time. Tell me about this universal free school meals and why it might be coming to an end.
Sure. So as most of you know, when the pandemic hit back in the spring of 2020, school nutrition departments, parks and rec agencies, YMCAs, and Boys and Girls Clubs all kind of pivoted and changed how they were operating the child nutrition programs to make sure that kids didn't lose access to the nutritious school breakfasts and lunches that they receive when they're in school. And so lots of school nutrition departments in North Dakota and across the country worked really hard to make sure the kids would have access to meals. And they made changes to the program to make it easier for them to operate and to ensure that kids could easily access meals. And one of them was to allow schools and others to offer meals at no charge to all students and made it easier to administer the programs. And it eased some of the, you know, supported social distancing and different things that they needed to do during the pandemic. And now we're recovering from the pandemic, but school nutrition departments are still kind of struggling because they've been dealing with supply chain issues and labor staffing issues. And so we're hoping that Congress will actually extend USDA's, the Department of Agriculture's waiver authority, which has allowed them to kind of respond to the ongoing crisis that we've been seeing across the country.
Well, and Crystal, I'm sitting in Fargo, North Dakota right now. And before this did come, when it comes to the universal free school meals, I know that there was nonprofits. There was a group of volunteers here that were trying to raise money, Lunch Aid, where they had music. They were trying to pay down student lunch debt. And I recall them coming in during this pandemic saying, look, this issue as of now has been resolved. As much as I admire the work, I don't want to see them having to do it again, because this is something to me, I've never understood why we do not provide this just on a regular basis, you know, instead of having to have parents write an additional check for those lunches, to just provide this as part of a public school system seems to make sense. I'm curious, with the potential of this not being extended, do we have momentum building when it comes to, say, U.S. Senator John Hoeven, who I think is going to be influential if he comes on board with this? Is the momentum at your back on this?
We hope so. There has been a lot of energy and focus on this, and I think most people understand that schools continue to struggle. Offering meals at no charge to all students eliminates unpaid school meal debt. And before the pandemic, about 3/4 of the schools across the country reported that they were struggling with it. So, I mean, at this point, we're just hoping that Congress extends the waivers for another year so that USDA can issue whatever they need to in order to make sure that the programs can continue to operate. And then I think we're thinking, you know, as we recover from the pandemic, we need to assess what happened with the nutrition programs and go from there. But at this point, we really just want to make sure these waivers get extended, because they do allow schools to offer meals at no charge. They've also increased the amount of funding that schools receive per meal. They've allowed summer food sites to offer meals kind of grab and go so that families can take them. And that all would end on July 1st. So we're really hoping for some congressional action to deal with it.
Yeah. And I know March 1st starts tomorrow, but July is going to be right around the corner the way things have been going here. So it's time to call, whether it's Senator Hoeven's office or the other members of the delegation, to say, look, we need to extend this. I would say in perpetuity, but you know, whether it's a year or just, you know, whatever we can do, because you mentioned a couple of things. Crystal Fitzsimmons, our guest, she's the director of in-school and out-of-school programs for the Food Research and Action Center. You mentioned the supply chain issues. I think everyone can relate to that, as far as not being able to get necessarily all the food that you need. Also, the workforce, again, something everyone can relate to. These aren't going to be resolved overnight, so even that alone, aside from just the benefits for these families and kids, I think is enough for Congress to act.
I would agree with that, Tyler.
But when, so the Food Research and Action Center, maybe it's because it hasn't been around for a very long time, but has there been data points to show how beneficial this universal free school has been for families, for kids, especially in poverty?
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting. Before the pandemic, we had about 1 in 3 schools across the country offering free meals to all students. And what we heard from the schools who were able to do it was that they were able to make sure that all kids were coming into class, ready to learn, having the nutrition that they needed to focus and learn and concentrate, that it improved the school environment, that it reduced some of the administrative work that school districts had to do in order to operate the school nutrition program. So there was a lot of really positive things that came out, you know, before the pandemic as people were thinking about this piece. And that option was available to kind of high poverty schools. You know, we all know that kids who miss breakfast or who don't have a healthy lunch are going to struggle to focus and learn in school. And if kids are in school for 7 hours a day, I think it's in school's best interest to make sure that they're well nourished and fed.
As far as what people that are listening right now can do, what are you asking? I know that you signed a letter urging Senator Hoeven to extend this. Is there something that the people listening to you right now saying, I didn't know this was going to be have a deadline of July 1st. What are you asking of them, Crystal?
Sure, thanks. Well, exactly what you said earlier, Tyler. If people can go ahead and call their congressional delegation, starting with Senator Hoeven, and let him know how important it would be to extend the child nutrition waivers. Our deadline for Congress to extend it is actually March 11th. So now is the time to call his office and the rest of the delegation's office to let them know how important these waivers have been for North Dakota.
Very good. Is there anything about this program or else any of the other work that you've been undertaking that I didn't ask you, and if you get off the phone and say, why didn't he ask this? Here's the opportunity.
Yeah, well, I would just say, you know, the pandemic has really shined a light on how important the school nutrition programs are, because once schools closed, we saw families who are struggling to put food on the table, those numbers just increased dramatically. And so, you know, we know how important school breakfast and school lunch is. We know that they're providing healthy meals to kids. And as we look forward, we want to make sure that they're as available and accessible as possible.
Very good. Crystal, I appreciate you taking time. I know that there's a lot of people listening that are going to take your advice and make that call, because to me, it's just a no-brainer for a variety of things. The benefit for the family, that child, quite frankly, for the education system as well. I'm going to let you go. You take care, and we'll chat again soon, all right?
That sounds great. You too.
All right. Thank you. Crystal Fitzsimmons, again, she's just asking to make a phone call, trying to extend this universal free school lunch program. And again, that's with the Food Research and Action Center. She's one of the directors there. Messages in, your thoughts at 35270. You can also call me at 237-5948. I'm Tyler Axness. This is Afternoons Live on KFGO.
Sometimes I feel the fear of uncertainty.